Welcome to Never Heard That. It is great to have your company. My name is Andrew Mierke. Our focus for today's show is on American rock band Sonic Youth and the track Tom Violence from their 1986 album Evol. Although it is fair to say that the noise merchant ways of Sonic Youth will never be to everybody's tastes, they have carved out a niche which will see them revered for a very long time to come. It could also be said that they are an impressive example of staying true to your intentions and not sacrificing your art for the almighty dollar. Their commercial high point is perhaps the 1990 album Goo, with the singles Cool Thing and Dirty Boots, or even their 1994 album Experimental Jet Set, Trash and No Star, and the single Bull in the Heather, but it would be a very, very brave person to label any of that commercial. Formed in New York City in 1981, with Thurston Moore on guitar and vocals, Kim Gordon on bass and vocals, and Lee Ranaldo on guitar and vocals, they were joined by Steve Shelley on drums in 1985 to form the core of the band that released 15 albums through to 2009's The Eternal. What set the band apart was their focus on using guitars in the most unorthodox way possible. This was about using alternative tunings where they could and using found objects to hit the strings rather than fingers or a plectrum. They really knew how to make a controlled racket. It is only fair to mention the contribution of Shelley to the overall sound, as he too searched for different ways to utilize drums to embellish the Sonic Youth sound. They generated a large underground following through the 80s via hard work. They played a lot of gigs in the US as well as Europe, and word of mouth by both fans and other artists spread fast. Most of this time they were with ultra cool American indie label SST, which also included bands like Soundgarden, Dinosaur Jr. and Husker Du. But to start the new decade they signed with major label Geffen Records. I got to see them play in 1993 at the now very defunct but legendary Playroom on the Gold Coast of Australia. Sticky floors with the dank strong smell of cigarettes and beer lent more atmosphere to what was an excellent concert. In fact, I felt that their sound made so much more sense live than on record, as you could literally grab the intensity of their performance in your hands. Kim Gordon's 2015 book Girl in a Band is a fascinating read and highly recommended. She is an alternative female rock icon without question, a pioneer of the noise rock scene, and her story is immense. It wasn't until reading the book that I was aware of the relationship between Moore and Gordon, who married in the early 80s. The band have been on hiatus since the couple split in 2011. There is so much more to the Sonic Youth story, and I haven't even made a dent on it. It is an interesting story. They have travelled far and wide. I suspect one day that there will be a movie about them. Until then, here is American rock band Sonic Youth and the track Tom Violence, a good example, I think, of the band from their 1986 album, Evol.